Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and so richly deserved, too. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, and I am so excited about having our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Ivan is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. We got him right out of high school. He's the founder. Well, first, I always like to point out he's the galactic guru of networking. I mean, there is no one who knows more about it. There's no one who's exported the professional discipline of networking around the planet, and I think maybe now on Mars, like Ivan Meisner. He founded Business Network International. He's the author of 129 books on the topic, which have sold under 1 billion copies around the globe. He's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. You may have exaggerated just a little bit.
No. I've lost 127 of them on the show. Ivan, it's great to have you back. I'm so proud of you. I brag on you all the time. My audience says, okay, we're sick of hearing about Ivan. We know he's great. Move on. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. You're one of my favorite folks in the Brain Trust.
Thanks.
One of the things that I love to do when I meet celebrities, Arnold Palmer, I'm going to use him as an example. Steve Forbes, I'm going to use him as an example. Is seeing people who, when they're on television, when you see them in the public eye, they act like these really charming, cool people. And then you go behind the scene. You're in an elevator with them around other people, or people are waiting on them, or whatever is happening. They're intermixing with regular folk, so to speak.
Right.
And to see how they behave when they're that way. Arnold Palmer and Steve Forbes are two people that everybody loves because they come across like that on television. And I love telling people those two folks. Of course, Arnold's gone now, but those two people, they lived what Socrates said: the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be. And they're like that. Mm-hmm. And that's a form of humility that you're spending a lot of time talking about right now, aren't you?
I am. And it's that congruence in behavior, on camera versus off camera, that is interesting to observe. And I've seen it both ways. I've seen people who were very successful, but their egos entered the room before they did, and others that were very, very humble. And
not only did they enter the room before them, when they and their ego entered the room, there was no room for anybody else's ego.
There's no room for anybody else.
Yeah.
Here's my philosophy on humility. Humble people don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less.
Say that again. Say that again. Folks, write this down. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
Humble people don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less.
Right. Yeah.
And that's actually the opening line for a book I mentioned to you that we're working on called Infinite Giving. And humility is, I believe, one of the aspects of being a great networker and being somebody who's willing to give and help other people. And there has to be a certain amount of humility.
And folks, I have to report right now that Ivan is the third person that I was going to tell you about besides Arnold and Steve. Ivan Meisner is in reality what he appears to be. Go ahead, Ivan.
Well, you're very kind. I appreciate that. And, we all have an ego. We all, have some level
of
ego.
Not talk show hosts. Talk show hosts don't have ego.
You play that up. And it's really funny because I've seen you in person a number of times. You talk that up and have a lot of fun with it on the show. But the truth is you're a very humble person, and you're very down-to-earth and very real. So,
listen, I got a reputation to uphold. Don't be saying stuff like that.
It's an act. It is. So there's a number of things that we've outlined for this future book that I think is really important to understand humility. Would you like to hear a few of the key points that
please.
We make? The first I've already mentioned, and that is that their ego doesn't enter the room before they do. The second is that they're approachable. meaning that they're friendly. They're easy to talk to. You're not afraid to walk. Well, you might be afraid to walk up to them, but they're easy to talk to when you do walk up to them. They listen. They're really good at listening. And you've heard me say on your show before, a good networker has two ears and one mouth
right. And
uses them both proportionally. They listen. They ask questions. Here's an important one. They maintain eye contact in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They stay engaged. They're not looking for somebody else in the room that they really want to talk to. And they don't want to talk to you, and they're looking around the room for somebody else. That's a sign of humility, I think.
And as we go to a break, Ivan, a couple of things.
Yeah.
They don't act like your job is any less of than theirs. They don't act like you're a child of a lesser God. And, folks, Ivan made a trip recently, a return trip, to a little island where there was a guy there. We're going to talk about after the break that fits Ivan's description. He tells us, and we'll get that report after the break. 20 Tail, right back with Ivan Meisner.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.